Stay bored.
Welcome back to Stay Bored, a board game review podcast. I'm Aaron Zerfus. I'm joined today with...
Okay. Hi, my name is Abby Zerfus. I'm here to talk about the well-known game Operation.
Wow, you took the words right out of my mouth, Abby.
I operated the words right out of your mouth. Sorry.
So, Abby, how are you familiar with this game?
We did have it growing up as kids, but apparently I learned recently we were never playing it right. We were just kind of shocking ourselves on the little metal pieces.
We were addicted to the pain.
Yeah, we liked it.
So, Abby, what's the background of Operation?
So, Operation is actually one of the older board games. It was invented back in 1964 by a guy named John Spoleno.
Howdy.
It was kind of a controversy at the time because he essentially built this game, sold the rights for $500, and a promise to work at this toy design company. However, he was never actually hired. And then his career failed.
Aww.
But essentially, he created this game with an electric wire loop to kind of test one's steady hand and earn money for removing body parts from the cartoon character named Cavity Sam.
You could say he got cut out of his business.
Yes, you could.
That's good.
He got surgically removed from his
business. As they say in the business world. So, Abby, can you go over like the structure of the game? Like, how is it laid out?
Yeah, so the game comes with both cards and the board. On the board, it's a big naked man with a red bulb nose. He has a bowl haircut, and you can see him laid out. He has a bunch of holes in his body that contain different facetious body parts, such as a wishbone, brain freeze. He has a bread basket and a funny bone, among other things. And a small pair of tweezers that's connected underneath to an electrical wire. With the game, you have to take the tweezers and try to remove each of these body parts from Cavity Sam without touching the edge. If you do touch the edge, you get a little shock, his nose go off, and essentially that means you failed at your turn and also possibly killed him during surgery.
So how does each turn work?
Yeah, so each turn, initially at the beginning of the game, people are randomly assigned what's called a specialist card. So each of these cards is specific to the play pieces or the fake silly little body parts Cavity Sam has. Each specialty card stays secret from all the other players. And then next to the specialist card that you keep throughout the game, there is a deck of cards that are doctor cards. These are put in the middle, and each player draws a doctor card, which determines the body part one must remove from Cavity Sam. Apparently, I did not know this, but there is a cash value for each body part being removed, because some are harder to remove than others. You know, the spare ribs are harder to remove than the butterflies in the stomach, things like that. So you actually get a cash prize every time you amputate something from Cavity Sam. And at the end, whoever has the most money wins. So with the specialist card, these come in really handy because if someone is trying to remove the piece you're specializing in and they fail, you can then attempt to remove it for twice the cash value.
What if you fail after that?
Then the doctor card specific to that body part just gets put back in and you wait until next time. You don't lose your medical license or anything. You don't leave the specialty.
You're too big to fail.
Yeah, too big to fail.
Yeah. Do we have any backstory on Cavity Sam?
So it's unconfirmed, but it might be President Johnson. So adding that extra level of pressure, knowing you're operating on the former U.S. president, kind of increases the stakes and the fun of the game. So one loophole that was discovered playing Operation is, let's say you draw a doctor card that matches with your specialist card. So you draw an Adam's apple, and your specialty is Adam's apple. What people will sometimes do is deliberately fail the first attempt. So then in the second attempt, they still get twice the money
Ah,
for
little.
said body part. Yeah, so it gets pretty competitive. People get pretty smart with it.
So then, does it become like a mind game over who has what specialty card?
Exactly. Yes,
Wow.
you kind of gotta, yeah, figure it out, play detective. And it looks like in some versions, apparently the Australian version, everyone has multiple specialist cards, which makes
Wow.
it even more confusing.
So this
Yes.
is like poker with another game where you have to have a really steady hand.
It's like poker with former President Johnson.
Wow. Every boy's dream. Abby, is there anything that you wish you knew about Operation when you first started playing?
Well, when I was like 7, I didn't even know there were cards. So yes, I wish I knew that. And I also wish I knew there was a cash prize for each body part, you know, because some are worth more than others. So I'd really try to go for the high roller ones, the big payout ones, which looks like the bread basket, which is a slice of bread, and one of the most difficult pieces, which is located in just a small notch. Is worth $1,000, but it's in his stomach, so good luck getting it.
What would be your favorite part of Operation?
Playing God.
That's nice.
Having a life, a man's life in your hands.
Not just any man, former US president.
President 1964, standing US President Johnson. Yeah, I like the ability to feel like you're looking down on him. He's naked in front of you. It's like a power trip. The vulnerability really helps. No. Okay. My favorite part of Operation is kind of the fun and anxiety-producing nature of the game. There's a lot of ways to sabotage the other player, so that's kind of fun.
What is your, like, the thing you hate the most about Operation?
My least favorite part of the game is probably it's hard to play with a lot of people because you can only remove so many organs. So you can't play it with a big group. It's better, kind of a two-person game.
As opposed to real surgery, which is, the more the merrier in terms of
Exactly.
surgeons. Yeah.
Yeah, which is much, much different. And another one of the inconsistencies. And yeah, I'm sure Cavity Sam would approve of a bigger team.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like this went by really quickly, Abby. But if you were to give Operation a roll of the dice for a ranking, it could either be like a pair of sixes, it could be a pair of ones, which is also pretty cool, snake eyes. Or if you want to throw in more dice into the roll, feel free. What would Operation be for you?
I would probably roll a 10-sided dice and give it a perfect 10. Because the board is funny to look at, and getting shocks really ups the stakes of the game.
Not to mention the client being former US President Andrew Johnson. Is it Andrew Johnson?
Don't know. Let's look.
No, that's Andrew Jackson. Well, we can figure this out, I'm sure.
Lyndon B. Johnson. That's right. Yeah.
LBJ.
LBJ. We knew it was LBJ.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so I would give it a perfect 10. I think this game is a lot of fun. You can play it with or without the cards, evidently, because I did that for about a decade. Yeah, it's fun. It's like the perfect amount of anxiety producing. It keeps you on your toes, but at the same time, you don't get too physically hurt.
You're playing Operation for a decade?
Well, yeah, I probably started playing when I was like 7.
Till 17.
Wait. Oh, 17. Yeah, I started playing Operation when I was 17. It was right when I learned who Lyndon B. Johnson was in my
This
US
is
history class. Fine, 20 years. I've been playing Operation for a better part of 20 years. I play it daily. Oh, actually, I'm seeing this. All right, here's some other tidbits you can throw in. Ready?
Okay.
So operation is recommended for 1 to 4 players. So if there's more people than that, they can just fuck off. Playing time is usually 10 to 20 minutes, but some games can get longer if you really focus on that card element. It's a low random chance game, so it helps having that skill. And it's the age ranges for 6 and up, so no one under 6 should play.
I think that's like a rule that applies to just all surgery. You have to be over 6 to start a
You also
surgery.
have to be over 6 to meet former president
Lyndon B.
Lyndon
Johnson.
B. Johnson. He does not want to meet you if you're a child.
Yes.
It's also the age you have to be to work in his campaign, but.
All right, Abby, I'll figure out this editing thing later. So this has been fun, but now we gotta go and save other former presidents.
All right, well, thank you for having me on, and I'm happy I had this chance to really advocate for Mr. John Spoleno, who never got the credit he truly deserves for this household classic.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest. He might still be alive.